Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ozzy, good morning. How you doing, bud?
Hey, good morning, Brian. Sorry about the little telephone issues here.
You awake? You got your coffee? The kid's driving you crazy? What's going on?
No. I heard you giving the weather update, and all I've got to say is it's about time. You know, I enjoy kind of feeling the heat of summer, and you know, I've got a couple slow weeks here in Washington, so I've been able to enjoy the family. Can't complain.
That's good. You get in the pool, play a little golf. Let's talk shop. I mean, there's no shortage of things to talk about. And I know what side of the aisle you're on. So, I mean, you obviously look at it through those lenses. The consensus is, listen, as a Democrat in the White House, he's not particularly popular. So whether it's a red wave or not, there certainly is going to be a lot of gains, you would think, of Republican seats nationally. And then you have inflation and the economy is a huge concern for people. I'm just curious how concerned you are that the Roe v. Wade decision might sort of bite into that thesis a little bit.
Yeah, look, I think, again, we've talked a little bit about the fact that, you know, at this point in the presidential cycle, in the midterms, you know, presidents in power lose seats, and there's no doubt about that. I've always been one to think that the House, at least the House, would have enough gains for it to flip. But I never thought it was going to be, or it's going to be, in the massive red tidal wave that a lot of folks talk about, in large part just because there aren't enough competitive seats across this country due to a lot of the gerrymandering redistricting that went on. So I still think that the overall setting is there for Republicans to pick up enough seats to control the House going into next year. The Senate, again, has always been a little bit tighter. It's a little bit more of an uphill battle, but the dynamics are there for Republicans to potentially have enough pickups. Obviously, the Roe v. Wade decision, hugely, hugely emotional for both sides, will have an impact, but the impact will vary depending on states, depending on districts, and depending on races. So there may be some House races, particularly in suburban areas, that the Roe v. Wade decision, or the flipping of the Roe v. Wade decision, will have an impact, but perhaps not as much as you would think. In Senate races, again, it's likely to have more of an impact than a race like Maggie Hassan has now up in New Hampshire, where she could actually use this to her benefit and to be able to counter some of the unpopularity that President Biden brings to that ticket. But in other states like Nevada, it may not actually have as much of an impact because we've seen Hispanic voters mostly support the decision. They are a little bit more religious Catholics. And in that race, they seem to be kind of heading towards Adam Laxalt. So it's not a one-size-fits-all impact as it relates to politics, but no doubt about it that as of the last week, this is now kind of something that people are watching and looking out for. And polling still kind of, hasn't been out there. I think polling leading up to the decision continued to show Republicans gaining and President Biden's approval rating kind of holding steady in that high 30s, low 40s. But let's see what comes out of this week when people have had a chance to digest it and kind of see what this all means for their personal life.
You know, we're talking with Ozzy Palomo from Chartwell Strategy here on Brian and Company. Before I ask you any specifics on the Jan 6 committee or so on, you know, you're back and forth to D.C. a lot. You live in Connecticut. What do people want to talk about the most? I mean, is it the economy? Is it Biden? Is it January 6th? Is it the Supreme Court? I mean, when you're having your conversations, because your life is about having conversations, what is the conversation focused most around?
Yeah, I mean, I think the conversations in D.C. are always kind of wrapped up in a bubble that is the swamp, right? But the further you get out of it, you start to kind of talk to people about what the focus is. And again, there's been a lot of chatter over the last week or so about the Roe decision. But I can tell you in my own little focus group here, which tends to be my wife, her sisters, and her friends, there's still a lot of consternation about the economy. There's still a lot of concern about gas prices. There's still a lot of concern about what, you know, parents are paying for, whether it's childcare, camps, the cost of food during summer, you know, barbecues and parties, that's all still very relevant. So I would still put the economy as probably issue number one going into November. And I think that's like that across the country. I think at the end of the day, you know, you look at on social media and there's a lot of these memes of gas prices We were driving, it's anecdotal, but we were driving down the Post Road in Fairfield the other day. My wife goes, look at that gas sign. It's almost like we're living in an alternate reality. I never thought I'd see, $5 plus gas in Connecticut. So I think that's still kind of front and center because that's what's most directly impacting people. I go back to the road decision. Again, it's going to impact folks differently. And nothing really changes here in Connecticut. Obviously, state laws here are state laws. And that's what the decision did. It actually threw it back to the state. So it may not have the impact in Connecticut that it's going to have in other states where a lot of these trigger laws may go into effect, although we're starting to see a lot of state challenges there. But back to your question, I still think the economy, inflation are probably going to be the number one, number two issues going into November.
Well, let's talk about January 6th. Obviously, I didn't know Cassidy Hutchinson from, Butch Cassidy before yesterday. And so, with all these things that, especially on social media, there's certain segments of it that go crazy and then nothing changes. I mean, does this change anything?
Yeah, I think the tough part about the January 6th commission, and first of all, her testimony was pretty powerful. I did sit down and kind of go through most of it. And I think, there's a lot of people out there trying to discredit her for the role that she had in the White House. But I can tell you with friends that have worked in both Democrat and Republican White Houses, that role that she had for the chief of staff is critical and is often front row to a lot of decision making and a lot of kind of behind the scenes chatter of what goes on in an administration. I think the problem with the January 6th commission from the start is that obviously it became overly polarized when Speaker Pelosi didn't let certain Republicans serve on it. I think 50% of this country discounted the commission from that onset. The other problem that you've
had... But we should have been able to find somebody between Kinzinger and... what's the guy in Ohio? What's his name again?
It was Jim Jordan.
Yeah, so there's got to be something between Jordan and Kinzinger on the spectrum, right? I mean, they offer up the most extreme and then the other side takes the least extreme, right? I mean, there should have been something in the middle to give both sides credibility, and that just didn't happen.
I think looking at House presidents, I mean, the minority leader should have had his choice to pick whomever he wanted on that. It was his seats to fill, similar to how it's their seats to fill on standing committees. So,
but Jordan would have just tried to, he would have just tried to just bring it down in flames, right? I mean, there wouldn't have been any real work done.
Yeah, based on how he's acted in the past and some of the statements he's made, but I still think the minority leader should have had his right to pick whomever he wanted on his team. This is like going into a Super Bowl and telling Belichick, no, you can't start, X, Y, and Z because we don't want him on the field. So probably not in caliber of performance. But and I think the other problem the January 6th commission is facing is that nobody's watching. I mean, they're on at really odd times. When it comes to primetime, 8 o'clock, not a lot of people are going to sit down and tune into a lot of these things. So what's happening is, folks are paying attention and they're kind of hearing it in the background and the chatter. I just don't know if it moves the needle enough for it to be an impact into the midterm elections. I do think that the more it comes out on the president's actions and behaviors, it becomes a little bit more of a stain on the Trump presidency, and it actually could hinder any future plans he has as far as running for office in 24 and whatever else he may do.
Yeah, that was sort of my next question is, I mean, that this does potentially change the dynamic for 2024, whether it's Ron DeSantis or Mike Pence or whomever. And so you clearly think that may impact that, but we have to sort of let that play out. Ozzie, as usual, we look forward to, one of these days come up to Harford County and come in studio and sit down with us. We'd love to do that, especially leading up to the midterms. We appreciate the time.
Absolutely. Thank you, Brian. Take care.
All right, Ozzie Palomo from Chartwell Strategy joining us here on Brian & Company on WTIC News Talk 1080. I just, I appreciate the ability to talk to both sides and have real conversations where there can be a give and take, there can be an understanding. I'm much more comfortable with Ozzie. I can intellectually push back without being worried about it. And he's just, he's very thoughtful in that way, and I appreciate it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.